So what are signs that you have an issue with laziness in your life?
نشونه این که مشکل تنبلی دارین چیه؟
One.
یک.
Yeah. You are a person that needs supervision.
یه نفر مدیر لازم دارین بالا سرتون.
To work done.
که کارتون انجام
شه.
دوم.
You do not prepare for the future.
آیندهتون آماده نمی‌کنی. فکر فرداتون نیستین.
Yeah, you're not willing to put in the effort now so you can benefit later.
حاضر نیستین وقت بذارین که مشکلتون برطرف شه.
Three.
سه.
Yeah. You love to sleep.
وقت عشق خواب داری.
Yeah. Go back to Proverbs 6.
برگردی به امثال فصل 6.
Let's look at the fourth one.
آیه 4.
As a characteristic of a lazy person, a sluggard.
شخصیت تنبل و تنبلی.
The lazy person desires things but cannot attain. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man.
11.
Yeah.
و فقر همچون راهزن بر تو خواهد تاخت و ناداری به سان مردی مسلح.
Yeah, and remember we're still in Proverbs 6. We're talking about the sluggard here.
در مورد تنبل داریم حرف میزنیم.
Yeah, if you're a lazy person.
اگه تنبلی.
You will end up in poverty.
فقر.
You will lack.
خواهد گرفت. همیشه کم داری.
Yeah, you will be as a man that travels.
مثل یک مردی میمونی که فقط در حال سفر.
When I go around.
وقتی میرم سفر.
I don't eat as well as I normally do.
معمولاً اونجوری که غذا میخورم نمیخورم.
Normal life for me is two Persian meal.
معمولاً زندگی من دو بار غذای گرم ایرانیه.
Which is great.
فوق‌العاده است.
But on the road.
اما وقتی سفر میکنم.
I don't eat. I skip meals.
نهار نمیخورم. شام نمیخورم.
Or eat something simple.
یا یه چیز ساده تی که نون میخورم مگذره.
And when I think about an armed man. An armed man.
I think
of a soldier. Soldiers are not in a lot of comfort and luxury. There's want there. There's things they don't have.
Yeah,
if you are a sluggard, if you're a lazy person, this is
going to
manifest in your life. Yeah, you will lack things. You will have poverty.
Yeah,
a person who is lazy will end up in poverty. And often people will win the lottery, millions. And these people are often lazy person because why otherwise would you go to the lottery to get a quick win? But if you talk to them years later again, they're back into poverty. They lost everything. How come? Because they're lazy people. Go to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13:4. The soul of the sluggard desired and had nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat.
کاهل حسرت غذا را می‌خورد و چیزی به دست نمی‌آورد، اما شخص سخت‌کوش فربه خواهد.
Yeah, so the sluggard, yeah, the lazy person, he desires all kinds of things.
اون که فقیر تنبل می‌خواد همه چیزا رو به دست
میاره. He wants that nice house, he wants the
خونه رو می‌خواد، ماشین رو می‌خواد، اما
yet he has nothing.
نداره.
Why? Because he's too lazy to work for it.
چون تنبله که بهش برسه.
Yeah, the person who is diligent.
کسی که واقعاً تلاش میکنه.
Yeah, that's the person.
اون کسی است که.
Who shall be made fat? That's the person who has.
اون کسی که.
Proverbs 21:25.
امسال 24.
The desire of the slothful killeth him.
25.
For his hands refuse to labor.
حسرت مرد کاهل او را به کشتن میدهد، زیرا که دستانش از کار عبا دارند.
Yeah, so the desire of the slothful kills him.
میکشدش.
That's like he's eating him.
میخورد.
He wants these things.
میخواد به اون چیزا برسه.
Yet he's not willing to put his hands out of his sleeves. He's not willing to work for it. He refuses to labor.
کار نمیکنه.
Yeah, a sign of laziness.
نشونه تنبلی.
Is that you desire all these things.
میخوای چیزا رو.
But you're too lazy to go work for them.
اما حاضر نیستی هر روز کار کنی تا به
شبش برسی. The Bible says we don't live for our stuff.
خداوند میگه برای چیزایی که میخوایم زندگی نمی‌کنیم، تلاش نکنیم که ثروت بشیم.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong. We're just working for things.
اما برای همدیگه کار کردن.
To have something nice.
چیز بدی نیست. کار کنید تا چیزای خوب داشته باشید.
Yeah, but laziness ends in poverty.
تنبلی به فقر میرسونه.
Yeah, a lazy person desires all sorts of things.
کسی که تنبل خیلی چیزا میخواد، اما همه‌ش نداره.
And don't get me wrong. It's not so that all poor people are lazy.
قبول نکنید میگم هر کی فقیره تنبله.
There are people that work very hard.
خیلی کسا هستن که فقیرن. تلاش زیاد میکنن.
There are people that are just out of luck.
اما شانس نمیارن.
But they're not lazy.
اما تنبل نیستن.
They want to work.
فقیری تنبل نیست.
They might not have the job now.
میخواد کار کنه، کار پیدا نمیکنه.
Yeah, but they're actively searching to find a job.
نمیتونه. اما داره تلاش میکنه.
Yeah, so not all poor people are lazy.
That's not what I'm saying.
But lazy people will end up
being poor.
Will end up in poverty. He desires to have. Yet he's too lazy to put his hands to work. Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 19:15.
کاهلی خواب سنگین می‌آورد، آنکه در کار سست است گرسنه می‌ماند.
Yeah, so it says here, if you're slothful, if you're a lazy person, you will end up suffering hunger.
گرسنه می‌مونی.
And I'm all for people helping people that are out of luck.
می‌دونم کمک کنیم به همه کسایی که
Yeah, there are legitimate reasons why people can end up in poverty.
دلیلی متفاوتی وجود داره که نفر به
فقیر میفته. Being poor is not being bad.
فقیر بودن بد نیست.
But here, listen what the Bible says in Proverbs 29:7.
اما امثال 29:7.
The righteous considered the cause of the poor, but the wicked regarded not to know it. The righteous considered the cause of the poor.
پارسا به حقوق بینوایان توجه دارد، اما شریر را چنین درکی نیست.
Yeah, there's a reason why people end up in poverty.
دلیل وجود داره که یه نفر چرا
sometimes it's of no doing of their own.
به هیچ ربطی به طرف نداره شرایط زندگی.
But sometimes it is because of laziness.
به خاطر تنبلیه.
And we can look at the signs of laziness.
میتونیم نگاه کنیم
به look at the attributes.
ببینیم آیا واقعا دلیلش تنبلیه.
And figure out
بفهمیم
what the cause is.
دلیل اون که
are they lazy or were they just out of luck?
نه به خاطر شرایطش بوده، به خاطر موقعیتی که
داره. Go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
زیرا هنگامی که نزد شما هم بودیم این را به شما امر فرمودیم، اگر کسی خواهد کار نکند غذا هم نخورد.
Yeah, so it's not like we feed anybody, we feed everybody.
No,
we should consider the cause of the poor.
بعد نگاه کنیم ببینیم واقعا کی که فقیره.
And if we figure out that somebody is a lazy person.
اگه ببینیم یه طرف فقط به خاطر تنبلیش به جایی نمیرسه، پس غذا بهش ندین، کمکش نکنین. چرا شما کار کنین به اون بدین؟
Yeah, we should not be in the business of sustaining a lazy person.
نباید هدفمون این باشه که تنبل رو تنبل نگه داریم.
He gets hungry, he should be motivated to go do something about it.
باید تلاش کنه لااقل بره
سر کار.
بره یک تلاشی بکنه تو زندگی.
Of course, this doesn't mean you stop feeding your children.
If they're
lazy, they need to grow on this. Yeah, I'm talking about an adult, especially a man who's not willing to work.
Yeah, he
should not eat. Here's another reason. Another sign of a lazy person. A lazy person is a great waster.
تنبل حروم میکنه.
Go to Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster.
آنکه در کار خود سستی میکند برادر خرابکار است.
Yeah, so the slothful person is lumped in to the same category as a person who is wastes.
اون کسی که تنبله خرابکاره.
Now, what does being a sluggard has to do with being a waster?
تنبل بودن به خرابکار چه ربطی داره؟
Now, somebody who is wasteful,
کسی که تنبل خرابکاره,
is somebody who doesn't appreciate what he has.
اون چیزی که داره رو براش مهم نیست.
Because he has not put the effort in it.
تلاش نکرده.
To pay for it.
که فزینش رو پرداخت کنه.
Yeah, lazy people are wasteful people.
کسی که تنبله.
They don't value what they have.
خرابکاره.
Yeah, they don't value what others have.
ارزش نمیده واسه اون کسی که بقیه داره.
Yeah, what do children do?
بچه‌ها چیکار میکنه؟
Sorry, I don't need it today, but they leave the lights on. It happens at my house.
چراغ روشن میذارن همیشه تو خونه ما از این اتفاق میفته زیاد.
In the summer, the doors are left open while the air conditioning is running.
تابستونا در تراس بازه وقتی کولر روشنه.
Yeah. Now, why are they not concerned about that?
چرا نگران اونا نیستن؟
Why are they wasteful with that?
چرا خرابکاری میکنن?
Because they're not paying for it.
چون قبض اونا پرداخت نمیکنن.
Who does care?
کی براش مهمه?
Dad cares because he pays the bills.
چون قبض پرداخت میکنه.
Yeah, he's working hard to provide for these things.
حالا میکنه که اون چیزا
رو فراهم کنه. He knows what it costs to have these things.
میدونه که داشتن این چیزا چقدر هزینه داره.
Yeah, it's those who do not work.
کسایی که کار نمیکنن تلاش نمیکنن.
That are great wasters.
حروم میکنن،
yeah,
خراب
so
میکنن.
If you are a wasteful person,
اگه خرابکارین,
that's a sign of laziness.
نشونه تنبلیه.
Yeah, because people who work hard for what they have,
کسی که سخت تلاش میکنه, کار کنه, براش مهمه, ارزش داره.
What was the title of the sermon again?
موضوع بازم چی بود؟
Signs of laziness.
نشونه تنبلی.
In the life of my brothers and sisters.
تو زندگی خواهرانم.
It was signs of laziness in your life. What are these signs?
زندگی خودمون.
What are these characteristics?
اون شخصیت‌ها چیه؟
A lazy person needs supervision.
تنبل احتیاج به رهبری.
Doesn't do the work without somebody being there to make sure it happens.
اگه کسی کار نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, a lazy person does not prepare for the future.
فکر آینده‌اش نیست.
Yeah, he's too lazy to put in effort today.
تنبل حاضر نیست امروز تلاش کنه که بعداً روش کار کنه.
A lazy person loves to sleep.
همش خوابه.
It's like the door that turns on its hinges.
تنبل مثل دری میمونه که غیژ میکنه.
Yeah, a lazy person desires but cannot attain.
میخواد اما نداره.
Yeah, because he's not willing to work for it.
چون حاضر نیست روش تلاش کنه
که بشه.
Yeah, so it
ends up in poverty.
بس در نتیجه تنبل همیشه به فقر میرسه.
And a lazy person isn't a great waster.
تنبل خرابکاره.
Here's number 6.
شماره 6.
A lazy person brings excuses.
تنبل بهونه میاره.
What is a sign of laziness in your life?
نشونه تنبلی چیست؟
When you are always coming up with excuses why you're not able to do what you're supposed to do.
بهونه‌ای که چرا اون کاری که باید می‌کردی نتونستی بکنی.
It's the lazy person that comes up with that.
تنبل.
Go to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 24.
آیه 4.
The sluggard will not plow by reason of cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing.
کاهل زمین را در فصلش شخم نمیزند پس در موسم درو گدایی میکند و چیزی نمییابد.
Yeah, so the sluggard says, lazy person says, it's too cold outside. I cannot go plow.
سرده کی میره چخ بزنه.
There's some reason why I cannot do the work.
یه دلیلی وجود داره که نمیشه کار کرد.
There's some excuse why the land cannot be plowed.
که نمیتونم شخ بزنم.
And the next day,
فرداش,
it's too wet.
خیسه.
The next day,
پس فردا,
it's too hot.
گرمه.
Yeah, excuse.
بهونه بهونه بهونه.
Yeah, no ground getting plowed.
نه زمینی شخ میخوره. نه دونه ای کاشته میشه.
As a result, no harvest.
در نتیجه برداشتی هم نخواهد.
And they have to beg others.
بعد گدایی چون ندارن.
Yeah, the sluggard brings excuses why the job is not done.
چرا بهونه ای که چرا نمیتونه کار کنه.
And I hate it when I send somebody.
من متنفرم اگه یه نفر
میفرستم. To go do something at a customer.
میره برای مشتری هم کاری بکنه.
And they come back.
برمیگره میگه
without having the job done.
که کار انجام نشده.
And I give an excuse like I didn't have the right screwdriver.
اوه پیشگوشتی نداشتم.
Or this was in the way and that's why I couldn't do it.
سر راه بود نتونستم این کار انجام بدم.
That is a lazy person talking.
این تنبله که بهونه میگه.
Yeah, because a hard worker.
کسی که تلاش میکنه.
Solves the problem.
وقتی یه چیزی نداره راه حل پیدا میکنه.
He drives 5 minutes, gets a screwdriver, comes back and solves the problem.
میره میره پیشگوشتی میخره میاد مشکلش رو حل میکنه برمیگره.
And it's actually embarrassing for you to send people like that to your customers.
خیلی باعث خجالته که یه نفر رو بفرستی که به خاطر یه پیشگوشتی کار شرکت مشتری رو نتونه انجام بده.
It doesn't send a good message.
پیام خوبی برای شرکت نداره.
Yeah, it's a person that is lazy.
کسی که
that cannot solve simple problems.
که مشکل ساده رو به خاطر نداشتن
یه پیشگوشتی حل نمی‌کنه. And it comes up with all kinds of excuses why he has not done the job.
که چرا این کارو نکرده انجام
بده. Go to Proverbs 10:26.
امثال 10:26.
As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him.
بر سر پارسایان برکت ها قرار می گیرد اما خشونت دهان شریران را می‌بندد.
Yeah, sending out lazy people is like having smoke in your eyes.
تنبلا رو فرستن واسه کار مثل اینکه دود باز کنه.
Vinegar for your teeth is bad for your teeth.
سرکه خوردن که دندون بده.
Yeah, they don't go to good job.
خجالت میزه واسه خجالتت میشه کاری نمیکنه اون تنبل.
Go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs
15:19. 19.
And by the way, if you send your children somewhere,
اگه وقت بچه‌هاتون رو جایی می‌فرستید
and they're lazy,
و تنبلن,
yeah, they embarrass you.
باعث خجالت شماست.
Yeah, if they're hard workers,
اما اگه بچه‌هات
سخت کوشن, people comment, oh, they've helped so well.
همه میگن چقدر بچه‌هات خوبن, چقدر بچه‌هات تلاش می‌کنن.
Proverbs 15:19. The way of the thoughtful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain.
راه کاهلان خاربست است، طریق صالحان شاهراه.
Why is the way of the slothful man as a hedge of thorns?
چرا خار داره همه کسی که تنبله؟
Because there's always an obstacle. There's always something to overcome to work through.
همیشه یه جوری از روش رد نمیشه.
There's also some reasons why what I'm supposed to do cannot be done.
چرا این کاری که می‌خواستیم بکنیم نشد؟
Why it takes so long?
چرا اینقدر طول کشید که نشد؟
It's the righteous person that gets it done.
کارو انجام میده.
Yeah, works around the problem.
مشکل حل میکنه.
And notice the contrast that is given here actually. The slothful man is contrasted with the righteous.
اون که تنبله همش ضد نیکوکاره.
Being a lazy person is a bad thing.
یه چیز بدیه. خیلی بده.
If you're lazy, you're not right with God.
با خدا مشکل داری.
You're not walking uprightly before him.
دل خدا درست قدم بر نمیداری.
Proverbs 22:13.
امثال 22:13.
The slothful man said, "There's a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets."
کاهل در خانه میماند و میگوید شیری بیرون در کمین است.
Yep. So here's what the slothful man says. There's a lion. Something can happen to me. I can't go to work. Here's my excuse. Yeah, the lion might show up. Or fill in the blank, whatever. Yeah, the slothful person is bringing excuses to not go to do work. Yeah, a sign that you have an issue with laziness.
اگه شما فکر می‌کنید بخوام ببینیم مشکل داریم با تنبلی یا نه،
find yourself bringing up excuses all the time.
اگه می‌بینید برای انجام کاری بهونه میارین که نمیتونین انجام بدین به خاطر یه چیزی، به خاطر یه چیزی.
Let's quickly do two more.
دو تا نکته دیگه رو سریع بهتون بگم و جلسه رو تموم کنیم.
A lazy
تنبل
person does not see things through.
نمی‌بینه کاری تموم شه.
Proverbs 12:27.
امثال 12:27.
The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious.
کاهل شکار خود را نیز بریان نمی کند، اما شخص سخت‌کوش قدر دارایی خود را می داند.
Yeah, so you have this picture of the slothful man that has gone hunting.
میانه عکسی رو داریم کسی که رفته شکار کرده.
He woke up.
خواب پاشده.
We don't know what time he woke up sometime.
نمیدونیم چه ساعتی خواب بیدار شده، اما بیدار شده رفته شکار.
He went out. He managed to shoot an animal. He brings it home. But then he never roasts it. He doesn't finish it. He just leaves it there to rot away. He doesn't finish it. He doesn't finish it.
Yeah,
he doesn't see things through.
کاری که باید انجام بدی.
If you struggle with seeing things through.
اگه شما مشکل دارین که تا کارو تا آخرش انجام بدین.
If you have a tendency to just give up on things.
اگه هدفتون اینه که دست میکشین.
That's a sign of laziness.
نشونه تنبلیه.
Yeah, the slothful man doesn't roast what he has hunted for.
تنبل در حقیقت اون چیزی رو که باید کباب کنه کباب نمیکنه.
And here's the last one.
آخرین نکته.
A lazy
زغال نداره.
A lazy person does not take care of things.
تنبل مراقب چیزی که داره نیست.
Proverbs 24:30.
امثال 24:30.
And 31.
و 31.
I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down.
از مزرعه مرد کاهل گذر کردم و از تاکستان مرد کم عقل گذشتم. همه جا را خار گرفته بود، علف هر زمین را پوشانده بود و دیوار سنگی ویران گشته بود.
How do you know? If you're sluggard, if you're a lazy person, what's a sign? Now, if you don't take care of what you have.
مراقب اون چیزی که داری نیستی.
Yeah, here we have a slothful person that has a property, he has something,
داره وسیله،
he has a vineyard, yet it's all overgrown. The thorns, the nettles, he's not taking care of it.
خار اینا داره.
Because he's too lazy to take care of it.
تنبله که مراقبش باشه.
The walls are broken down.
دیوارا شکسته.
He's too lazy to put in the effort to maintain what he has.
تنبله که مراقب اون چیزی که داره رو باشه.
Yeah, if your house looks like a mess.
خونتون اگه قرقاتیه.
Falling apart.
داره میفته زمین.
Yeah, your garden jumps at least twice as high as your neighbors.
حیاتتون پر اون تپه‌های خاکه.
Yeah, that's a sign of laziness.
خونه ما, it's our home. این مارکو پولو. تنبلی.
As soon as we move to our new home,
به محضی که بریم تو خونه جدیدمون,
cut it in half.
نصفش میکنیم.
Go to Ecclesiastes 10. Ecclesiastes 10, verse
18.
By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through.
از تنبلی سقف فرو می‌ریزد از سستی دست‌ها خانه چکه می‌کند.
Yeah, because of laziness, because of slothfulness. Yeah, because people don't take care of things. Yeah, what they have falls apart. Yeah, the roof caves in. Yeah. So, lazy people don't take care of things. Now, you say, I've listened to all these signs. And I have none in my life. I am a hard worker.
Now,
first of all, I didn't go over all of them, I had some more.
But
here's the first for you. Yeah? First of all, if that's true, keep up the good work. Yeah, it's great to be a hard worker. But here's the first for you. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Yeah, it's possible for us to fall into the sin of laziness.
Yeah,
maybe you're doing pretty good, okay today. But like in every sin, we can fall back into them if it was in something in the past.
So
be careful.
Yeah.
Look at those signs. Maybe you're becoming a lazy person. And then it's sinful. You're not right with God if you're a lazy person. So it's important. So what were some of the signs? Yeah, that you're actually committing the sin of laziness.
Yeah,
a lazy person needs supervision. Yeah, cannot get the work done without being somebody looking over their shoulder to make sure it happens. A lazy person does not prepare for the future. He doesn't want to put in the effort today to benefit in the future. A lazy person loves to sleep. Yeah, loves to turn the left and the right again.
Yeah.
A lazy person desires all these things, but doesn't want to work for them. A lazy person is a great waster. Because he doesn't value. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the work that goes into the things he has or he's been given. A lazy person brings up excuses all the time. There's always some reason why he can't do what he should be doing. A lazy person doesn't see things through. A lazy person doesn't take care of things. Why do we need to have a list like this? Because we can have blind spots. Why do we need this? Because we need to look at the biblical description of a lazy person and project that on our lives. Why is it important that we're not lazy people? Because God uses hard workers to get his work done on this earth. Let's close at Romans 12 again. Romans 12, 10 and 11. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothfulness in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.